Now back to the Dave Graham Show on WDEV FM and AM.
We are back, continuing into the second hour of this Monday morning program here on the Dave Graham Show. I've got a couple of interesting guests lined up in the next half hour. We had a fairly controversial subject Colin Ryan and I were talking about relating to immigration and so on in the first half hour. And I want to get something a little bit maybe easier, tastier. I don't know. Let's introduce a sip of sunshine or something. That would be Sean Lawson, who is the proprietor of Lawson's Finest Liquids down in Waitsfield. And he is doing some interesting fundraising for a group here in Central Vermont I have featured before on the show because they do such good work here and there are different aspects to what they're doing. That, of course, is Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice. And with me this morning to talk about an interesting connection between Lawson's Finest Liquids and Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice are Emily McKenna of Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice and the aforementioned Sean Lawson of Lawson's Finest Liquids. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. Hey, Emily, why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit about, you were the one who introduced this topic to me, so tell our listeners what you told me.
Thank you, and hi, Sean. We are very excited about this opportunity, and I think, in fact, it starts today. I guess I'll let Sean talk about the logistics from Lawson's end, but we have been selected by Lawson's Finest to participate in their charitable giving program. And every 2 weeks, Karen and Sean select a local not-for-profit to donate and to help fundraise I'll let Sean go into it. It's a no-tip model that they have. And so instead of guests, when they visit the tap room, the brewery, and the retail store in Waitsfield, instead of giving a tip, they are given an opportunity to make a donation to a local not-for-profit. And for the first 2 weeks of July, they selected CVHHH. And again, Sean has a personal connection to hospice, not in Vermont, but I think that was one of the reasons that they selected CVHHH. And so we wanted to come onto the air and kind of talk about the innovative model that Karen and Sean have at their facility in Waitsfield, because I think it's, you know, a really great model for their staff and for the community, but it also benefits local organizations and helps kind of shine a light on our work, which we're so grateful for, and also is, you know, going to benefit us financially. We'll have, at the end of the 2 weeks, we'll raise some money that we can use to put towards our programs and services.
That's terrific. Now Sean Lawson, first I want to compliment you on your products. You make very tasty beers and beverage. I'm a fan. Let's put it that way. And then there's this interesting approach to to the way you pay your employees and the way you operate your business. And give it to us from your voice. So how do you what are you doing there, and why, and how's it working out for you?
Well, when Karen and I we started back in 2008 as a really small business, and I called it the grind for a few years, and eventually our beer and our products really took off. And after about 8 or 9 years, we started thinking about opening a new place here in Waitsfield, Vermont. And so when we did that, we did a lot of research. We visited a lot of other breweries and other wineries and distilleries, places that offer guests an experience. And we noticed a couple other breweries had this innovative program. So it's not completely original, but I haven't seen it in a lot of places. But we chose to adopt this no-tip model where the employees that work in the service side of the industry, especially here in Vermont with the seasonality, being in a tourism-driven economy out in the Mad River Valley, it can be really hard. It's very slow in certain times of the year, and it's hard to make a living when you're relying on visitors to come through and you're relying on tips. So we saw this program in a couple other breweries where instead of the service side of the business employees relying on tips, they were paid a salary or the equivalent hourly wage plus benefits. So they'd have a full-time job that they didn't need to worry about, is it going to be busy enough or too slow, or compete for when the busiest shifts are. They can rely on their job there. And so instead of accepting tips at the bar or on the service side of the business, we encourage guests to leave a donation. And in this program, every twice a month, every 2 weeks roughly, we rotate to another nonprofit organization that aligns with our core values. And we like to choose organizations primarily in the Mad River Valley, Washington County, and Central Vermont, but some places beyond that in Vermont. And our focus is primarily on organizations that have a social impact, that provide that safety net services, or somehow improve the quality of life in our communities in Central Vermont. And that includes organizations that provide, you know, that support recreation or conservation, natural resource protection. So like Friends of the Mad River or the Mad River Riders are one of their sponsors this year. Mm-hmm. We also support food shelves and other organizations like Capstone and the Mad River Community Fund. And so what Emily mentioned, my connection to hospice is my mom passed away about 10 years ago from cancer. And so at the end of her life, she was in hospice care at her home, which was really just, it was so wonderful. And the folks at hospice often get called angels, and they are. They're like the guardian angels of people who are in the very final stage of their life. So, you know, we're really grateful that we have a business that's succeeding in a way that we can adopt this no-tip model and support an organization like Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice that not only provides the hospice services, but supports the health of our communities and seniors as well.
Well, your comments prompt a few questions, one of which is, sure. You mentioned the business doing well enough to support this, but I would think that really changes your bottom line in a big way if you are paying your employees a significantly higher wage than the tipped minimum that Vermont, that many, many establishments in Vermont do pay. That's working out okay?
It is so far. We're not through our first full year, but it's certainly sustainable from where we sit. And certainly it means less profit at the end of the day, at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But it was really important to our core values that that we take care of our employees. And that's enabled us to attract really high quality employees and have very little turnover in the first 9 months of having our new location open. So it's working out well for us, and we have such an amazing team. I can't say enough good things about our employees, both at the front of the house and the tap room and the retail store and in the kitchen, and as well as the folks that you don't see as much every day who are working in the brewery and then are in our administration and our distribution and sales side.
Yeah, that is way cool, I gotta say. Now tell me, how many employees do you have?
We have over 50 full-time employees, so it's been it's been quite a learning curve going from 2 years ago just having one full-time employee to now over 50. So the last couple of years have been quite a whirlwind, and we added most of those employees about a year ago, coming up this fall when we opened up the new Waitsfield location, the brewery, the new production brewery there, and our tap room and retail store, which is really exciting for us. We've never had a home destination for fans of Lawson's Finest that enjoy our beer. So it's really a thrill to have a place where folks can come in and we can get to interact with them on a daily basis directly and share an experience with them over both beer and a great setting and some nice food that we offer there too.
That's terrific. And you know, I also wanted to find out from you, Sean. I mean, it sounds like your business sort of all of a sudden really had a big growth spurt a year maybe a little more ago. Did you bring in some venture capital, or how did it just suddenly go boom?
Well, TD Bank was our primary financer, and thankfully Karen and I are still 100% owners of the company. Uh-huh. So we don't have any private investors or equity or other folks that have ownership in the company. So it's really just, like I said, it's 10 years of grinding away and really saving whatever we could to come up with a down payment. But it was a significant capital investment in Waitsfield in the Mad River Valley that we're really happy to make, and we hope that it that it helps to continue to grow the economy and both the vitality of our local communities in the Mad River Valley.
Yeah, that is a that's a really great story. I mean, you know, it's interesting to me too that the other day I had Ryan Christensen on from Caledonia Spirits. Of course, they are a business success story. They just had their grand opening of their new distillery in Montpelier this past weekend, and
it's really exciting.
Yeah, and we got a call the other day, so I'm going to relay to you what the caller said, which is basically, I guess this person takes a somewhat dim view of alcohol in general. Any concern there about the product and, you know, the fact that alcohol obviously has been a problem for some people, for quite a number of people in our society?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, something that that we think about every day, and we take our responsibility as both a manufacturer and a purveyor of alcohol very seriously. So all of our folks that come in that are on our team that serve alcohol, of course, are trained and hold Department of Liquor Control certification. And, you know, we always want to serve people responsibly, but there's no... You know, there's no question that alcohol in general has some negative societal impacts when it comes to addiction and abuse. So, those are larger issues that we grapple with as a society. And so we're trying to do our part in giving back and in supporting organizations that address addiction and substance abuse as well.
Hmm. I wanted to ask Emily, I gather this is your, the CVH H&H's first time participating in this program, right?
It is, yes.
And it sounds like, Sean, that organizations might end up sort of rotating around. You mentioned Capstone, and I mean, there are a ton of places, Emily's as well, organization, tons of organizations that would seem be eager to come back every year for another bite at this particular apple. Are you envisioning that?
You know, Dave, we're actually just in the final stages of putting together a more formal application process and mm-hmm. guidelines that we'll be posting on our website that will give organizations more information about the program. You know, we haven't been able to look ahead beyond this year quite yet, so I can't speak to that. But we certainly see having the ability to support certain organizations over a multi-year period, but there are so many different needs that certainly there are more applicants than we have opportunities for this year. We've already filled up, but like I said, we're going to be posting those new guidelines and an application process on our website later this summer. We'll have that up in August, I expect, and so that's a good question. And I just wanted to I wanted to address the serious topic you brought up before with just one more note that on the lighter side, you know, being a manufacturer, purveyor of alcohol, of beer, one of the positive aspects is that there are, you know, thousands of people that come through our doors over the course of the month that enjoy our beer responsibly. And it's an opportunity for people to connect, to relax, and to enjoy our product. And a lot of times it creates memorable experiences, and so those are the stories that we hear every day from people about how they remember when they went to a festival or they got their beer for their wedding. And so there are a lot of positive aspects of connecting with and enjoying beer responsibly as well.
Yeah, and I did not mean to be Davey Downer here either, but sure. I got that call the other day in connection with our conversation with Ryan Christensen from Caledonia Spirits.
Sure.
And I said, you know, that is a legit question, and one that since Vermont is really booming in craft beers and now distilled spirits and wineries are popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a it's a question that's worth asking, and sure. And one that obviously I know that most of the responsible business people in these fields are taking it seriously and want to make sure that you know they're doing what they can to not encourage just out and out overuse or abuse or whatever. But there you go. Hey, I wanted also just to ask you, Sean, if the so there's no real you haven't really figured out any kind of like annual rotation or anything like that. But is it 2 week intervals or are there different intervals that you might?
They're twice a month, so they're roughly two weeks. So it's 15 days, you know, depending on the month. It's the 1st to the 15th, and then the 16th. Through the end of the month. So
yep,
support
two
different organizations each month. And Dave, I actually got to run here in a minute or so. So
okay.
I don't know if there's anything else I can address while you guys have me on the line.
Well, I think that we're probably pretty close to all set here. I just want to tell you that I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you for joining me here on the air to talk about it. It is quite an interesting. Oh, actually, one last question for you, Sean. Any thought of? I mean, I would gather that some other businesses in Vermont might be hearing this and thinking about doing the same thing, or some already are, as you mentioned. Is there any discussion of any kind of synergy and joining together perhaps and in a joint fundraiser with other people that would be the source of the fundraising?
Yeah, that's a great idea, and one that we've been talking about is how can we potentially leverage the efforts of our customers and the donations that they give at our tap room with other organizations, because there are places like several of the food co-ops in Vermont have a roundup or a Give Change program where they're also collecting donations for notable nonprofit causes. So I don't have a specific example, but it's something we're definitely thinking of. And then for other businesses too, we don't while we encourage folks that have that are in the service industry to consider the model, we don't take any critical view of folks that run a business that choose the traditional, and really the vast majority of businesses have, rely on their employees receiving tips in the service industry. And for many of them, especially in the seasonal economy, the margins are so thin that they just wouldn't be able to consider the type of model that we have at a busier location. So
sure.
We're just thankful that we have, so many fans, so many customers, people that travel from out of state regularly to come and visit us.
All right. Well, Sean Lawson, I know you got to get going. I will let you do that. I thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks to Dave, and thanks to Emily, and
thank you, Sean, great work
that you folks are doing at Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice.
Emily, can you hang in a couple more questions for you, if I could?
I can, absolutely, yes.
And one is, have you sort of earmarked the money that you'll raise here in these couple weeks with Lawson's Finest Liquids help? Have you figured out what it's going to be spent on?
Well, every year we provide care. Our mission as a not-for-profit visiting nurse association is to provide care to every person in our community, in our service area, who needs it. And that includes, all of the towns in the Mad River Valley. And so we provide care to everyone who needs it, regardless of their ability to pay. So that means every year we have about, I think in 2018, the figure was $590,000. This is the value of the care our clinicians provided, maternal and child health care, long-term care, home health and hospice care, for which we weren't reimbursed. And so oftentimes when we have fundraisers or an opportunity like this, the money that we raise goes to helping us, kind of shore up that difference, because we never say no to a client under most circumstances. We take everyone on, we give them the care they need, and we do it, kind of in a need-blind way. So we use it to help kind of make up that difference. I wanted to also add quickly, we put these postcards together that just give a quick snapshot of how we do use the money.
Mm-hmm.
We've got $10 will get a client specialized wound care supplies. $25 we'll get lactation supplies for a new mom, and $50 we can use to purchase a bed monitor for someone to reduce the likelihood that they will fall. That's especially valuable for clients with dementia. So there are some really concrete ways that we will put this money to work as soon as it, you know, as soon as it comes into the door. There's that big half a million, and then there's these little items along the way that we can use. Yeah.
Well, it's great work you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
I honor it, and I thank you for joining me this morning. We're about the end of the segment, but
yep, of course.
Emily McKenna from CVH&H, thank you so much. Going to go to our top of the hour news break and back with more of the Dave Graham Show in a couple of minutes.